A handful of Penn State journalism students recently had a rare opportunity. They joined professional reporters in covering the Republican and Democratic national conventions. WPSU intern Min Xian reports the students are still reflecting on their experiences reporting on both events.
Protests were a common sight during last month's RNC and DNC. Penn State journalism students cover events outside and inside the convention centers.
I'm still processing. Like, it's been a couple weeks, and I'm still kind of like rethinking things that I experienced. But the more I think about it, I'm really reminded of just kind of how surreal it all was.
Stephanie Ohm is a third-year PhD student majoring in media studies. She went to both the conventions as an assistant to the class. Ohm was in the field helping students with interviewing and editing. She says she didn't have time to process because she was too busy helping the students find interesting stories.
They were working for like different papers, so we had a student doing like a South Carolina newspaper, we had a student working for a Pennsylvania paper, right, so different states. And so a lot of times the editors who they were working with would request stories that had some kind of connection to the state.
Russ Asherman led the class. He's also head of the journalism department at Penn State and reported on politics for the Philadelphia Inquirer for 15 years. Asherman said working with those local newspapers bore an educational message for students.
I think it's a practical lesson is that, you know, there were the national political writers, they're doing the big story and they have national contacts. What we could provide was a good inside knowledge of Pennsylvania.
The class partnered with McClatchy, a news network that operates daily newspapers in 14 states. The students were credentialed through McClatchy, and their work was distributed across the network. Sharing credentials with other reporters meant students weren't always allowed in the arena. But Emily Coleman, a junior journalism student, said that wasn't a problem.
You could collect the most interesting journalism outside of the arena.
Coleman said she was happiest with her story on millennials upset with the state of politics. Coleman also said she tried to constantly remind herself to get the full story.
So I talked to Republicans who were voting for Trump, Republicans who were voting for Hillary, you know, Democrats who were voting for Trump, Democrats who were voting for Hillary, to get the big picture.
Orm said creating balanced reporting was an ongoing challenge for students during those 2 weeks at the conventions.
The difficulty for them in trying to check their own biases, so trying to do their job to remain objective and neutral as a journalist, especially when you get to, you know, these conventions that they're not about neutrality at all.
Coleman faced that challenge head on.
I was interviewing a woman. Before she said anything, she was like, "What paper are you with? I need to know if it's liberal or conservative." And that just speaks to how a lot of people view the media. People will believe what they want to believe, but you want to get the whole story.
This was the first time most of the students had worked as journalists in a real-world setting. Coleman said it was difficult but rewarding.
If you're doing what you love and you know you're making a difference, and so what better setting to have that reality check than a political convention, especially, you know, this election season.
Asherman gave his students high marks for their coverage of the conventions.
I admired the students because I didn't see any opinions in their stories. They really wrote good, solid, fair, unbiased news stories or features.
Asherman says he hopes his students can cover the conventions again in 4 years. I'm WPSU intern Min Xian.